Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Depressed Breakfast Club. It's going to be a different episode today. We'll talk about that. So mental health, if you're having issues, Joyelle's going to give you some phone numbers to help you. So take it away, Joyelle.
Okay, so if you're feeling suicidal or you need somebody to talk to, you can call the suicide hotline in Canada at 1-833-456-4566, or you can text 45645. And in the U.S., you can call 988 or text TALK to 741-741. So if you're, again, if you're feeling suicidal or you need somebody to talk to, or you know you're worried about somebody, you can call these numbers and they will help you. And that's that.
I was just going to say, in that moment, you're like, and now I don't know who I'm handing it off to.
That's right. I'm like, don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. So Dana, would you like to take over?
Well, I'm just going to give a small scenario, synopsis, if you will. So this isn't goodbye, it's so long. The three of us have decided that to continue doing our podcast, we feel like we are being redundant and saying a lot of the same things over and over. And while mental health is an extremely important issue to keep talking about, we've actually run out of things to talk about without repeating ourselves. So as I said, this isn't goodbye, it's so long, because we don't know what the next couple months bring. So when we started this podcast, it was actually my idea, and so I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back, I'm not braggadocious or anything like that.
Is that an actual word?
It is in Tignataro's world.
I was just going to say, I don't think that's a word, but it's going to be. Again, if bootylicious gets to be in the dictionary,
so does braggadocious.
Braggadocious gets to be.
Anyways.
Okay, this is fetch.
Oh, God.
I had been
not
thinking,
making fetch happen. Sorry.
I had been thinking about doing a podcast, and the one day, I think it was in December, wasn't it? We went out for breakfast.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was beginning of December.
Yeah, it might have been even November 2022.
And yeah. I said to Joyelle and Taylor, I'm like, do you guys want to do a podcast? And Joyelle had a little reluctance, and Taylor was like, okay. I had sort of an idea of what it entailed, because my husband does a podcast with a couple of his friends that all like, they're all Montreal Canadiens fans, so they do a podcast about the Montreal Canadiens, and it's posted on Habs World. So, you know, I had IT help. So we decided to do it on mental health because at the time, all three of us, and I mean, I'm not saying none of us are cured, but at the time, all three of us were pretty much at our lowest. Took some time. So, you know, talking about it and being there for each other through the podcast has helped us get better. We've had people on that had issues of their own and have said that what we were doing was a good thing. So it's kind of nice to hear that our little podcast that went on for a little over a year, was listened to and liked by people.
It was enjoyed by all.
But yeah, so one of the things that happens when you start a podcast is you have to go under a category. And once you set that category, you can't change it. So when you set up your podcast and you, it says, where do you want to go? And you go under health. And under health, there's like men's health, women's health, fitness, walking, swimming. And then down at the bottom, it says mental health general, which means it doesn't have subcategories for every singular mental health issue. So when you pick, so I picked mental health general. So anybody that was looking for a podcast, if they wanted to search a podcast in the mental health category, our podcast would show up. But that was the only place it would show up. Nowhere else, unless you knew our name. So it was kind of like we're categorized at that point. We're stuck in the bubble of mental health. And if anybody has stuck with us long enough to actually hear the last couple episodes that we recorded, you'll find that it really strayed from aspects of mental health to just talking about life in general and us, the three of us, trying to figure out a way to bring it back to the mental health aspect of the podcast. So, like I said, this isn't goodbye. It's just farewell for now. And we'll see what the spring brings. Maybe we'll take the summer off and think about things and start a new one in the fall. Our story is yet to be determined. So do you ladies have anything to add?
It's kind of like a mid-season finale. That's how I see it.
The winter finale.
Exactly. I mean, growing up, we never had those things, but that became all the rage when I think I was a teenager when that started becoming a thing. And it was one of those things where it was like, what the fuck is this? But you know what? It's a thing. It's a thing now. Now we're doing it. We're like House of the Dragon. It takes 2 years between each season for it to come back.
I mean, let's hope it doesn't take that long.
No shit. To be fair, I also wish that they didn't take that long to come out with the new season. But true. That's a whole different issue. I, for one, am glad that you came up with the idea in the first place and that you invited me along on the journey because I've had a lot of fun with it. It definitely helped work through a lot of the mental health stuff because, I mean, it was still fairly raw and new. I mean, I was still going to therapy up until this past August. So it was very much, it was there with it. It was like, okay, this is good. Like, you don't realize how much of an impact it has on you until you're doing it. You're like, oh, this is helping me actually say things out loud and work through stuff. And it's not just in my head. Now it's being said out loud where other people can hear it. And then to hear from other people when they're like, yeah, yeah, I feel that too. Like, what the fuck? And you're like, yeah, I'm not alone.
I think that was a huge high point to have somebody reach out, even if they reach out to the three of us individually, but for one of them to reach out and say, oh my God, I resonated so much with this week's episode.
Yes.
It was like, I'm verklempt.
That was exactly it. Like hearing from some of my friends when they listened to it, or my one best friend who would literally be listening to it and be sending me messages responding to us in the show, but then telling me what she was saying and being like, yeah, you know, when you said this part about, oh yeah, yeah, I'm over here daydreaming. And it's like, yeah, it was kind of validating. That's what it was. It was validating to be like, oh, hearing from someone else and they're like, yeah, you know what? That's happened to me too. I thought that it was just a me thing. And you're like, we're not alone.
One of us.
How about you, Joyelle?
Yeah, I was very hesitant at first and not to do it because I don't tell my story to very many people. And that's so to say it, you know, it was helpful for me. I'm still a work in progress myself right now and still struggle. But doing it gave me like one, I think finally the courage to actually go to therapy. And yeah, and like just having the support of you two ladies helped me a great deal getting to where I am. And yeah, like you said, like having people like, you know, relate to what you're saying. And that was awesome because, you know, a lot of times like you feel like you're completely alone. Mm-hmm. And that was good. And so I enjoyed doing it. I just, my one wish was I wish that more people would have interacted with us.
How so? Like type thing?
Like, yeah, like emails, like sharing their stories and with us. And just like, you know, because a lot of time, like more in the later episodes, like when we started we're talking about like people's favorite movies or things like that. And we like encourage people to like email us or that, yeah. or topics that they would like discussed or something.
Yeah. I agree with you there that it would have been nice to have that interaction with the people that listen to us. I mean, other than, my friend Cherie, who sent in, I don't know how many emails.
I would say, yeah, she sent in a few.
Yeah. And I mean, reading those emails, definitely things that we talked about hit her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that realization. But I agree with you, Peanut, in a way that talking about, I mean, I've been in therapy for 5 years, but talking about certain aspects of things that have affected me in the last, I'm going to say last 3 years. I'm not going to include my father's passing, but I'm going to like everything from my first knee replacement to now. Talking about some of the things that happened to me, like being quitting my job, being ostracized by coworkers that I thought were friends, being talked about and hearing that I wasn't very well liked because people didn't trust me. Just like it fucking killed me. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. That fucking hurt me so bad. Like, childhood traumas have nothing on being told that, like in this instance, Taylor, you were told to stay away from me because I couldn't be trusted. And I, you know, I think about what if you had listened to that person? Well, this wouldn't be happening for one.
That's for damn sure. There'd be no adventures.
We wouldn't go to drag shows together.
Yeah, I would say exactly. There would have been so many things missed out on, but it's why, to me, I purposely don't listen to people when they say, oh, hey, don't trust so-and-so. Like, she a bitch, she a cunt, she a this, she a that. Adult language in this episode.
every episode.
I was going to say continued. Just because to me, there's so many things where people will say it and there's always two sides to a story. Like, I'm sure there's people who say shit about me. I don't care. You're allowed your opinions. Have them. You can warn people to stay away from me. You could tell them to come up to me. I will like a person based on whether or not I like a person. Now, there are some people who I just absolutely fucking hate their face. Peanut knows.
I'm sorry, I was born with this face. There's nothing I can do. I've tried
okay,
cutting
Peanut,
my
we forgive
hair.
You.
I've tried cutting my hair, but my face stays the same.
Frame it differently, damn it.
Be a French fry, Peanut. Be a French fry.
Don't be a potato. Be a French fry, or you'll be a mashed tater soon.
And I think that is one of the things that us three ladies share is three amazing senses of humor.
Yes.
Because honestly, if you cannot laugh at yourself, who the fuck are you going to laugh at?
Oh, exactly.
Like, and I didn't steal that, RuPaul. I did not steal that.
Yeah, I was like, if you can't love yourself, if you can't laugh at yourself, I changed the words. Don't come at me, bro.
But no, I'm saying, like, the three of us have a sense of humor that we can shit on each other and just laugh about it because we know we don't mean it.
Yep. Honestly, I think that's the thing, too. Like, I know we talked about it in many episodes where I know everyone in the world judges, whether they mean to or not. We all do. Every single one of us judge. And whether it's meant maliciously, like in some situations, you become the mean girls and you're judging cruelly on purpose.
And you're making a burn book.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, okay, that's a little too far.
I think I could have did that this week.
You were so fit to be tied. Yeah, I believe you. Burn you, burn you, burn you, burn you, and you. Burn all you bitches. But it's one of those things of, to me, it's why I like the different group of friends that I now have at work, because none of us even hesitate to make fun of the others and then sit there and snort and laugh. And it's like, okay, and then have it thrown right back at you immediately where you're like, yeah. I know. Like, last night, one of my friends came up to me and suddenly stood, like, as straight as she possibly could. And I looked at her and went, what the fuck? She's like, it's the only way you'll be straight. I damn near pissed my pants laughing so goddamn hard. I had tears. I was doubled over laughing so hard. And she was like, that was good. I was like, that was so good. Later, we're passing by her with a different friend. And as she walked by, I go, slam my hands down to my side, stand straight. I'm like, look, I'm straight. I'm straight. My other friend turns and goes, since when? I again just about pissed my pants laughing. So did the other friend. I'm like, this is fucking fantastic.
If I was there, I'd been at that point, I just said, you've seen more dick than I have.
Yeah. I was saying, which remind me, after this recording, I have another story about that to tell you.
Uh oh. Uh oh.
Woohoo.
So
I am a married woman. I do not see that much dick unless I happen to open my instant messages and boom, there's an unsolicited dick.
I don't need it though.
By some guy in the Middle East that wants to see my bobs and my vagina.
Your bobs.
Yeah, there's
she just spit out water.
It's this is not a racist statement. Don't come at me, people. But there's a lot of memes out there with the Middle Eastern type men who send unsolicited dick pics to random women they find on Facebook or social media, and they say, because their English is not their first language, they say things like, "Now show me your bobs. I want to see your vagine," because they don't know what boobs and vagina looks like spelled out.
Yep.
So bobs and vagine it is.
I can honestly say I have received those messages.
Same, same.
Why and am I not receiving these?
Peanut's like, what the fuck?
I'm the single straight one, and I'm not receiving nothing.
That's it. You know what? The next one I get, I'm sending him your profile.
It's going to be like, here.
It's the story of my life.
She'll send you bob pics.
And bad gene if you're really good.
You don't even have to be that good. She'll still send it anyways. And she might send you her tushy that she says she has.
Yeah, so go ahead, Taylor. I'm sorry.
We diverted and it was fun anyways. But I was just going to say, like, when you know that people are judging you, like, I think that was probably the most freeing and accepting thing for me when I finally came to terms with it years ago about the fact I'm like, fuck, everyone's judging everything and everyone. Just accept that fact. Go let your freak flag fly. God, I can never say that fucking line.
Too many F's.
Yeah. Sounds like I have a stutter.
I was watching, like, this has something to do with mental health and like, Dana, like you were saying earlier with, like, childhood traumas and stuff. And that, because I most certainly deal with that. I was actually yesterday watching The Talk. Mm-hmm. And they had on this this doctor. Her name was, can I say her name? Like, or should I not?
Yeah. I mean, if she's on The Talk.
She was on The Talk, so.
So her name is
Dr. And we don't know her.
No, Dr. Nicole LaPera, and she's like holistic psychologist, and that, and so she was promoting a book she just wrote, and I'm not big on I don't really read self-help books and things like that, but I think I might buy this book of hers. Because,
which one? She's got several.
Yes, it's called How to Be the Love You Seek.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's the second one I see on here.
I like that.
Yeah. And so, like, when she was talking about it on The Talk, it was about healing, like, yourself and how to deal with past traumas and come to term with those traumas and how, like, you know, they have, because like she said, when you're a child, that shapes you and that all your experiences and how, like, you're treated and your parents treat and interact with you and stuff all is how, like, you develop and you take those traits and those things with you. And so this is supposed to be like, talks about how to overcome that and to heal and then it's not like through medications or anything like that. So she struck a nerve with me and I think I might buy this book.
Good for you.
And it's like something I've never been into those self-help books and stuff.
I can remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but they were all the rage when I was a kid. The chicken noodle soup for the soul.
There's no noodles. Yes. It's just chicken soup.
Chicken soup. Chicken soup.
No noodles.
No noodles. Chicken soup for the soul.
Noodles are bad. Noodles are carbs.
That's exactly what I was thinking. They're like, no noodles. Noodles are not your friends.
Well, isn't there a saying when, if you're talking about a crazy person, you say they're off their noodles or something like that. Off their noodles rocker. Are loose or something like that.
I've never heard the noodle one.
I've heard the noodle. I'm with you, Dana. I know. I just can't think of the exact phrasing of it.
But. Yeah. Thank you, Peanut.
I'm too young.
The old sporty crowd get it.
I'm over here. I don't get that reference, but you can be like, oh, fuck, Mr. Ed the horse. Wilbur. Yeah, I can know those references, and that's from fucking, just in case people are wondering, this was a conversation I had with my friends at work this week, where we were like, oh, my one friend and I are sitting there, we're singing fucking childhood theme songs, because I'm singing, oh, what the fuck's the name? There's some kid TV show called Hey Gabby or Dollhouse or something like that, and one of my friends keeps singing it at me, so all I know is, hey, Gabby, welcome to the dollhouse. And that's literally all I know about that stupid theme song. But I was mixing that with my childhood. And this has become a controversy now, I think, on the TikToks. But Beyonce put out that new song where they're saying it's her country song.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I hadn't heard it. And I saw some other podcast was doing it. Like, I saw a clip of it on Facebook.
I haven't
Facebook.
Heard it either.
And I heard the clip of it, and the woman's like, all Canadians already know this song. She stole it and ripped it off. And the guy's
it's
like,
Franklin.
Yes.
Franklin the Turtle. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, it's Franklin. So I was singing those. My friend and I are then talking about all the theme songs. The other two sit down as she's going, meh, Wilbur. And they look over and they're like, the fuck did we just come in on? And it's like, we're not crazy. Well, we are. But this time it's sparked by thoughts. So therefore, we were all then trying to figure out. The one asked me, she's like, well, when did it come out? And I had to fucking Google it, because then I was like, well, now I want to know. I looked at it, it's like, oh, January, like, 1st or something like that, 1961.
And then she thought, it was in black and white.
Yes, it was. So then she turned to me and she thought she had me, because she was like, yeah, well, when did it end? I was like, 1966. Hi, I fucking looked that up too. But those are the weird conversations we have.
If I may interject. Mm-hmm. The term is noodling. And according to the Urban Dictionary, it is a form of fishing in which a crazy person runs into a lake and searches for holes on the bottom with his foot. Then he inserts his finger into the hole and lets something bite it.
Yep.
Hopefully a catfish.
Have you guys not seen the videos of noodling?
Yes.
No.
I didn't know that's what it was called, but yes.
It is the most. And anyone who's seen it will agree. Like, if you want to describe, like, redneck or even hillbilly, I think you can watch them.
Bayou fishing.
it seriously is. It's a thing that they do down, I think, in the bayou is where it started. I could be wrong. I don't remember. It was years ago that I first saw it and had that moment of, what the fuck are they doing? As these men go out into the wilderness, find holes and go, I found one, and ram their entire fucking arm into it, noodle it around to get the catfish's attention so that it bites onto their arm.
Yeah.
And then they grab onto its inside kind of area and try and fight to yank it out. And they have full blown competitions where they are trying.
And those are like huge catfish. These aren't like this tiny little catfish.
Yeah.
Do they not know about fishing rods?
They don't do, these are full, like I said, full blown competitions where they're trying to get the biggest catfish. I can remember seeing one guy used his entire leg, because that's how big the fucking catfish was, to get it out. Another one's like, it's too big, I gotta stick my body in. And literally
Jesus
went under the water, shoved his entire upper half in to get the catfish and brought it back out. And I just sat there watching going, what the fuck am I witnessing?
I was watching Swamp People, because I like that show.
Yes!
And they were like, this one is the original, this is so the gator, they're catching gators. Mm-hmm. And like, they're using a fishing rod. And they, like, catch a gator on a fishing rod.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I don't know. I just, for some reason, love that show. And I like the snake invasion one, too.
I haven't seen the snake one, but
one's good, too. That's awesome.
I used to religiously watch the Swamp People just because it was amazing and horrifying all at the same time. Like, how calmly they put down the little piece of wire with the big hunk of meat, grab it, and then just start bringing it up. Shoot him in the head! Shoot him in the head! Did you miss, Junior? Shoot him in the head!
There's a girl now on it. Well, there's three girls, actually. But the one is, like, and they're, like, she's wrestling this gator. Like, she's pulling up this gator on a cord and that when wrestling with this gator. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and there's one guy, he's my boyfriend, and he does
like
it all.
Like Pedro was mine?
Oh, if you saw this guy, you guys would die laughing.
You need and to send a picture of him.
And he does it all by himself, like one guy. So he's like one-handed, got the freaking got the gator on this string, and he's wrestling with this gator, and then he's got the gun in the other hand, and he like caught like a 12-foot fucking gator.
Jesus Christ. I'm over here like, I remember when I had my dog and it took fucking three grown ass women to hold him still. He was a 10-pound chihuahua and it took three of us holding him still, one holding his hand, the other holding his head, one holding his body so that we could clip his fucking nails. And then you have this one guy, one-handed, lifting up a 12-foot gator, shooting it in the head and then popping it in the fucking boat. It's like,
I know.
Well, fuck me.
Okay. So now in Urban Dictionary slang, if you use the word noodles to describe somebody, so if you said that Taylor, she's noodles, stupid person.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at me learning new things every day.
That's okay, because when my son was little, he absolutely loved plain noodles with butter on them.
Just oh my god, yes. Butters,
noodles with butter on them.
Yep.
So, like, and I say young, I'm talking like 1.5, 2 years old. I always called him Noodles. That was his nickname. I don't know if any of you's ever had the opportunity to shop on the Disney store web page.
I've looked at it.
Anywho, my husband bought me a set of dishes from there that I treasure. I still have them. Absolutely love them. That was my wedding gift from him. But when they were going out of business. Disney didn't go out of business. But they were closing the store, so they were selling things at, like, decent prices.
Yeah.
We got Sam a princess jacket, and we got her name embroidered on it. And we got Brendan a Lilo and Stitch one.
Lilo and Stitch.
And we put noodles on it. We had noodles embroidered on his jacket. So I basically let my son be called Noodles for about three of his informative years, and now I learned today that it means a stupid person.
You're like, I swear I love my child. You're like, I promise.
Oh, my poor child. I'm horrified. I'm absolutely horrified.
You're sitting there
I'm
like, not oh gonna God.
Tell him this. I'm not going to let him know this.
You're just going to walk up to me like, I swear I love you. I love you so much.
So my daughter, Sam, came over for dinner last night. She was done work at 4:30 and she was in the area. So she came over to hang out, see the cats, eat my food, shop.
Yeah, so really, she was just there for the food.
I like shop.
as we're having dinner, she like looks at Norm and she says, Do you guys have any red wine? Like, child. For your parents. Of course we have wine.
So yeah, Norm, like, goes, maybe.
Norm goes downstairs to the wine rack and he brings up a bottle of
Oh my god, you have a wine rack.
Yes.
And they're fancy.
Brings up a bottle of Cab Sav. So he says to Sam, he goes, is this one okay? She's like, yeah, that's fine. He's okay. She had two bags of clothes delivered to our house. And so we had an unboxing on the living room floor where she showed me all the clothes that she bought for Mexico. Her and her boyfriend, common law husband, they've been living together for longer than 3 months, are going to Mexico in May. So she bought, like, I don't know, 9 bathing suits.
And a whole
bunch of clothes. So she was showing us all those.
How long are they going for?
A week. Nice. It's my daughter.
I was going to say, yeah, that sounds about right.
She's small enough that she can shop on Temu successfully.
Oh, yes.
So after she's like, Norm says to her, he goes, I'll help you take all this to your car. She's like, oh no, I'm not taking it home. What? She goes, I'm going to leave it here till I go to Mexico. What? I'm like, I'm going to start charging you for storage. So we put it in a box and sealed it up, and she gets up and she goes into the kitchen and she's like, you got any chips? And Norm had been grocery shopping. Grocery shopping the day before, but he did a Instacart order on Friday. And he got some plain Ruffles and some other chips for him and Brendan. And I'm like, well, there's plain chips. I go, but Dad just bought those. I think he bought them for himself because he's going to watch his hockey game tonight. Sam's like, well, I really want a snack to go with my wine. Again, the wine she took off my wine. So I said to her, I go, well, you know, I go, do you like that bag of mixed chips that you get at Costco? It's a big, mm-hmm. huge blue bag. It's got pretzels and Sun Chips and little Doritos and Cheesies in it.
Oh, like a party mix.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. She goes, oh my God, those are my favorite. Well, last week I'd had my friend pick me up two large bags because Brendan loves them. Norm likes them. I like the Cheesies. She scoops the whole bag. She walked out of my house with a bottle of wine, a bag of chips. She ate dinner, drank my tea, left her clothes behind.
I think she forgot that she moved out. Like, these not for you no more. You live here.
You know, it's, you got to go do that now to her, Dana.
Honestly, I do.
There's a video. I don't know if you've seen it. Like a little, I was on Facebook and stuff. And now where these parents go to their kid's house and they like destroy the house and act like.
Yes, I've seen that.
Oh, I'm going to have to look for that.
It is fantastic.
And they do, like, they just walk in, kick off their shoes, throw their jackets ever on the floor. And
the best part was, the whole reason why she came over to eat was because both her and Phil had been working 12-hour days. So they were living on fast food, pizza, you know, stuff you mm-hmm. grab fast. Like, you work 12 hours. You don't want to go home and spend 3 hours cooking.
No.
I work 8 hours and I don't want to go home and cook.
So I made a stir fry last night, a veggie stir fry. So while we're eating, we're sitting at the table and I said to her, I go, is Phil at work today? And she's like, no, he's at home. You're sitting in my kitchen eating the dinner I cooked, and Your boyfriend's at home fending for himself. Listen. I love my daughter. She says, I was not driving to pick him up to come to LaSalle to eat dinner. I'm like, oh my God. Boy got a car. He could have met you here.
Yeah. Then what were you like? Did you not want him to be fed at all? You're like, fuck you. You are on your own.
Oh my God.
This is what you people that have younger children have to look forward to when they hit their mid-20s.
Hey, Ma, here to steal your wine and food. Bye. Thanks for feeding me.
And the thing is, because like she's been gone for November, December, January, February, 4.5 months basically, like actually moved into her house. Before that, she was always at Phil's. I saw her, you know, once or twice a month. But like now that she's in her house, these visits where she comes home and she's like a plague locust in my kitchen. I just sit back and I smile because I'm just happy she came home. Came for a visit. Doesn't matter that I have to go grocery shopping now to replenish my stock.
You're like, at least I lured her home.
Brendan comes up from the basement after she left. And I said to him, I go, she took the other bag of party mix. He's like, oh, come on.
He's just sitting there. He's like, I still live here. What's this bullshit?
Well, because last time it was Pringles. She took Pringles.
But you know what's great about that?
Is so that, much.
Well, yeah, is that she feels so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Like, you guys have provided, I don't know how to say it, like a great place that she feels comfortable that she can come home and do that.
Yeah.
I honestly in my life would never feel comfortable enough to do that with my dad. And that
it's one of those things that,
like, I knock on the door, I don't even just walk like in.
Like, I find that you're either one or the other, and it's always, it's funny to watch because obviously I don't think anything of it. My mom and I live together. So I go and grab groceries and we argue over who gets the leftovers first. The famous line in our household is, you left it unattended for 5 minutes. So ownership went into like rebate. It's anyone's game now and it's gone. But I can remember being at my father's place back when I was a teenager. And my step siblings would come over. They wouldn't even knock. They would just walk into the house. Hey, Ma. And immediately my stepbrother, every fucking time, walk in. Hey, Ma. Walk by us like we'd be on the couch or something. Or we'd be outside. The best was when we were outside on the back porch. And we're all talking. And all of a sudden we thought we could hear like a door close. Another door close. And then some more doors close. There's like, someone here? She's like, the kids didn't say they were coming over or anything this weekend. I asked them. They never responded. All of a sudden, there's my stepbrother come walking through the door. He's got food in both hands. Hey, Mom. What's up, guys? Come on. And it was just sitting there, and she's like, hi. He's like, yeah, this is some good food. Good job, Stu. Eating whatever the fuck we had on the stove. And it was like, we haven't even eaten yet, but okay. Well, they're my nieces and nephews.
I have a rule in my house, and it goes for family and friends. You come to my house once, I will get you something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I will get you something to eat. The second time you come to my house, get it your fucking self. I'm not your maid. I will say to you, do you want a glass of water or would you like a pop? You want a coffee? I would love a coffee. Okay, cups are right there in that cupboard. Coffee's made. Milk's in the fridge. I'm not your slave. So
go make the foods.
I don't even know. Hardly nobody knocks when they come to my house. And if somebody does knock and I'm upstairs, I'm like, come in.
I was going to say, yeah, when I stopped by for the pops the one day, that was exactly, I heard you from your kitchen. Come in.
You know how many times I've done that to, like, parcel delivery people? Come in. My door opens, ma'am. And I'm sitting upstairs watching TV. I'm like, oh, shit. Wait a minute.
Come and you're in. Like, oh, sorry. You're not who I thought you might be.
The guy's that. Like, the guy, delivery guy's thinking, this is the beginning of a porn.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He's like, probably thinking all my dreams have come true. And then he sees me.
That's when you come out, hi, sailor.
If I only had hair and toss.
That's a, yeah, can I just say, that's the weird thing with having long hair is being able to do that where you're like, wait, I can do this now.
I absolutely wish, like, that has always been like.
You wish to be in a porno?
No.
Maybe. I'm a girl peanut. Aim high.
Maybe. No, my wish was always to have, like, when I grew up, to have like that, like what Dina has, like,
oh,
where
yeah.
people just like, you feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, I think it's sad. Like, I don't feel that way at all with my dad. I would never just walk in. I've always knocked. If you don't answer, then I would leave. I don't even, like, if I was thirsty, I wouldn't even, like, just go and get a glass of water. Like, I don't feel like it's my, like, home. I don't feel like it's home. And yeah. I was never, like, growing up, I guess we were never taught that either, right? It was like, because, you know, you just heard all the time that, like, this is his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, again, here's that. I posted something on Facebook the other day, and I think you ladies saw it. It said, I'm a good person. I was just good to the wrong people.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, when I saw that, it fit me so well, because I am a good person. And it took me a lot of years to admit that to myself. Thank you, therapy. Thank you, Momo.
I'm still working on that.
So it takes effort.
It took me a long time to say, you know what? I'm a good fucking person.
Mm-hmm.
I do good things for people. If you want to talk shit about me and tell people that I'm not a good person, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Exactly.
So building on that, it's so I'm of the mindset where anybody comes to my house, I want them to feel like family. I want them to know that they're always going to be welcome. They don't need a reason to walk in my house and have a coffee. I'm always going to be home, more so in my jammies than not. Yeah. I've had friends that have, like, said to me on a texted me on a Saturday morning, what are you doing tonight? Nothing much, probably just going to watch some movies. Oh, you mind if I come over? No, not at all. And have shown up in their pajamas because they want to be comfy, and I'm okay with that. You want to visit me in your jammies? I'm okay with that.
Go for it.
Because that's the type of person I am. And that's like why I'm, I guess, to make my point again, why I am the way I am. Because you just want everybody to like you. Mm-hmm. No, I'm a good fucking person. And I just I want people to feel welcome when they come to my house. Or are in my company.
I've always wanted that. To just have like people just, like, you know,
stop by or
you know, feel comfortable. But now I'm old and got anxiety, and now that just stresses me out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's that moment where you're like, don't you show up unannounced.
I know where you live. I'm going to start showing up unannounced in my pajamas.
She's going to come over, hair all messed up. I'm ready.
Yeah, because I don't know, somewhere along the lines, I started worrying about, like, now it's like if somebody stops by and my hair's not done, or I'm in my PJs, yeah, or something like that, I feel, like, embarrassed, and it's like, oh, I didn't want you to see me this way, or maybe the house, or maybe I have, like, dishes in the sink, or...
Dana's like,
somewhere along the line that, you know, those things have developed, and
God bless my mom because she believes in them. I don't clean my house. I'm not a cleaner. I will vacuum on occasion. My husband cleans the bathroom. The kitchen counter is messy, but it's clean. My table's clean. I got boxes on the floor in the living room, mainly because Felix likes to play in them. I'm not messy. I'm disorganized. My child, who has OCD, that bothered her immensely. But the one time, and this is where the God bless my mother comes into play. The one time my mom said, we were getting ready, a large group of our friends were coming over, we're going to play cards on a Saturday night. Again, something that I love doing. And my mom said to me, why don't you clean your house? And I remember I looked at her, and it was about a 3-minute pause too. And I just was staring at her. And then I finally looked at her. I said, are they white gloving my house, or are they coming to play cards? And she was like, what do you mean? I'm like, are they coming to spend time with me or look at how clean my house is? Because if they're coming to look at how clean my house is, go ahead and tell them to stay home. And she's like, oh, taken aback a little bit, but that's the philosophy I live by. You come to my house, it's going to be messy. I'm telling you that right now. Maybe I haven't vacuumed in 3 or 4 days. I've got cats. I've got fur.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't personally have fur, but.
Well, well, she might. We don't know.
And that's the thing. You come to my house, be prepared for that. Know that. And if you're going to come over and be disgusted by my home, don't come over. Plain and simple. That's, you know. So yeah,
when I had my house and we were I kept it, like, spotless, spick and span. And
bless
just,
you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because I grew up in a messy house and stuff. So I kept it spick and span. And so when I was going through my divorce and we were selling the house, my friend came over and she because I was getting rid of some clothes, and she's like, oh, she's like, you got your house set up all nice and clean and that to show it. It looks really good. And I was like, what? I'm like, this is how it always looks. She's like, oh my God. But then I went to therapy, and I did not. Now I look back on it, I didn't like my therapist at the time, mm-hmm. and I don't think she was a good therapist and everything, but I was like, I was the make your bed every day person, like I said, and everything was spick and span. Everything has a place. And she's like, well, what's going to happen if you don't make your bed? And you know what I mean? And she's like this, and now I'm a slob.
So she blames the therapist.
Like, went the opposite direction.
Now my sink is filled with dishes.
I like that when you said everything has a place. I'm like, it does.
That's
yeah, exactly where it is.
And, you know, that's one thing I struggle with right now, because I'm struggling with, like, motivation and ambition and stuff, because I still want everything to have its place. And I still want everything to be spick and span. And that's just, I think, again, from growing up with everything being in disarray. Mm-hmm. And that, but on the other hand, where I am mentally, I guess, I have no motivation to do it.
Yeah, I get that. That's a lot of one of the signs of depression, right? Is not having. Right?
And it sounds weird, because it's like I want to do it, but in my, yeah. But I can't. I don't. There's something that just. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Or
I was just going to say, keep on putting it off more and more.
Right.
Because when I was at my lowest with my depression, I knew I should eat, but I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I knew I should take a shower. I didn't want to. Laid on the couch for like 4 fucking weeks.
Exactly.
I showered in those 4 weeks, but I'm saying...
It's just one of those things that you don't have the drive to do it. Like, mentally, you want to, but physically, you can't get your body to do the action. And that's the best way to describe it. It's just, it's literally, you physically cannot. Like, I know, I really need to dust my room and vacuum it. My mom just keeps on leaving little fingerprints and messages on my dust.
Do you know what they say about dust?
That it's gross?
That it's
no. And it makes things look white?
How does it go? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So man was formed from dust. Man returns to dust when he dies. You're cleaning your ancestors.
Yes, I've heard that.
I've heard the dust to dust part, but I've never heard that you're cleaning your ancestors part. That's fucking fantastic. Yeah,
I've heard that you'd be like cleaning somebody you know.
It's just the shit I use when my mom says, why don't you clean your house? Those are my ancestors.
Ancestors, hear my plea. I must clean you away.
There's so much cat fur on the rug. It's protecting it from the kids spilling. I had a million and one excuses.
You know what's sad is how much freaking dog fur there is on our carpets. We don't have dogs anymore. But once a month, my mom's friend comes for her treatment and she brings her dog for a puppy visit. Every time that dog leaves, she's like, I am so sorry. And we're like, oh yeah, fur. It's everywhere now.
Is that the puppy I met?
Yes.
Black lab?
Yes, that one. I was like, yes, that one. Her fur goes fucking everywhere. She leaves and you're like, oh, there's fur. Samantha's been here.
Get the Swiffer!
there's no amount. Like, Lucas, the Chihuahua, honest to God, the fucking most goddamn shitty dog I have ever had in my entire life.
Shitty or shitty?
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
All of the above. He was shitty and shitty. But and he sweaty. Shed so much. You'd walk around the house and you're like, what the fuck? What is happening? I'm like, do you have any fur left on your body? And he's just sitting there. He'd wag his tail. And as he wagged his tail, you'd watch the fur fall off. And you're just sitting there looking and you're like, stop wagging it. He's like, so you're telling me no, and you're enjoying. I think you're wagging your tail despite me. You fucking little asshole.
Dogs can be assholes.
They really can. He was, I swear to God, he was a cat trapped in a dog's body. His attitude and the way he did everything. It's like, are you sure you're not a cat? Because I think you might be a fucking cat.
Oh, well, ladies, we've been chatting for about 45 minutes, almost I think. I'm not sure. I didn't look at the time when I hit record.
I couldn't tell you if my life depended on it.
Yeah, so let's go. We'll start with you, Taylor. You can say your so longs.
So immediately in my head, I went, so long, farewell, I'll be to say goodbye. Right into Sound of Music. So I think before we close everything out, we're going to do this one last time, or one last current time. And we're going to list one thing that we're happy or grateful for. I will go first and say that I am happy and grateful for this podcast in general, because it definitely helped me through all of it. Just being able to talk things through and have other points of view and all that fun stuff. So I am grateful for that. And I'm grateful to anyone and everyone who's still listening to this or listens to it in the future. Thank you so much. And I hope that it makes you feel not alone. And it reminds you that there's others out there that are like you, even if you don't think so, or even when your mind is telling you that there's no one else out there and that you're just broken. And you're a freak and you're weird and all that. You're not. You're just being you. And there's someone else out there, probably close to you, that you know, who's actually just as off their rocker as you are. That's what I'm grateful for. And that's also my goodbye.
Peanut.
Well, I'm going to, like, the same as Taylor. I'm grateful for this, for us doing this. And for, like, us three meeting and getting together and forming a friendship. Mm-hmm. And that because I didn't have a lot of support. I don't have a lot of support in my life. I never have. And you ladies give me that. And so I'm grateful for that. It took a little bit to get used to doing the podcast and opening up and that, but I hope that it maybe like helped somebody, even one person, to hear maybe my story and feel the same, that they felt the same way. And my story's still ongoing. So
you're a work in progress.
I am a work in progress.
And I think I said
and
this
I
in
think
the
that's
very
okay.
I think I said this in the first episode. So this, it was like foreshadowing. I will just reiterate and remind people to give Jesse J's song Masterpiece a listen to, because that is exactly what it is. Her line, and I will always love it, is, I'm still working on my masterpiece. That's all. That's all I'm adding. Just because Peanut said that, and I'm like, oh, full circle.
Yeah.
And what about you, Dana?
Is final Peanut goodbye? Done?
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Peanut is done. The talent has retired.
The talent's done. She's out of this business.
No. You're not retired, because remember, this is a goodbye.
It's well, I'm so on vacation.
There you go. You're taking a sabbatical.
She's going to go work on her masterpiece.
I'm grateful for you two ladies for humoring me and doing this podcast with me. I had this idea in my head for a very long time. And there were other people that I thought about asking. I'm glad I didn't, because I realized now that they were the people that I was good to that didn't deserve my goodness. Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm grateful for you two ladies in joining me on this wild ride of a podcast. We had our ups and our downs, and we had some really, really good episodes that really hit hard to some people. If I'm not mistaken, when I checked the analytics last night, our most listened to show was the show that that my friend Zyrak was on.
Yes, where he told
his story. And yeah, so I had sent him a message and just let him know that he was our most listened to. So yeah, like I said, and I have said many, many times, it's not goodbye, it's just so long for now. How do Winnie the Pooh say it, for fuck's sake? TTFN? Ta-ta for now?
I was
going
to say, yeah. Tigger always says.
Tigger, yeah.
Tigger.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
TTFN, ta-ta for now. We're not closing. This isn't Woolco. We're not closing. We're still open. Our email will still be active. Our Facebook page will still be active. So go ahead and reach out to us. Keep in touch. Taylor's going to give you the specifics on the email because I can't fucking remember. But anyways, yeah, so keep in touch. Email us. And
I was going to say maybe like if somebody thinks of maybe a direction we should go in.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Even that. But yeah, just, you know, look for other projects on the horizon. I know that for me, myself, I've been dabbling in the literatures of splatterpunk and extreme horror.
I like that's dabbling, because that's some heavy shit.
So, you know, I've met some extremely amazing indie authors that self-publicate their, and I'm going to call them what they are, works of art. I'm deranged. I can admit that. I love blood. I love gore. It excites me. I'm weird.
It's not whips and chains. It's blood and gore.
So, I'm looking at exploring my avenues with being on TikTok with that. So
with murdering.
Yeah, I was gonna. I'm like, she's exploring her options of being on Dateline.
She wants to be on the TV.
But like I said, that's a me venture. But with you two ladies, I definitely want to explore our options more. Maybe we should go under the comedy. I don't know. But yeah, I'm very thankful for you guys for doing this with me and for the fun that we had. The laughs, the cries, the holy fuck moments, the editing I had to do.
Sorry.
I love you, Peanut.
The so, talent got out of hand a couple times.
Yeah, I was saying, the talent's over there like...
We had to wrangle her in. So Taylor's going to give you our particulars for social media. And yeah, please stay in touch. I will do my best to try to stay active on our Facebook page to let you guys know what's going on and shit like that. But yeah, so ta-ta for now, Taylor.
So as the last reminder, it's depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com, all lowercase. Please feel free to reach out to us anytime, even if it's just to say hi. We're okay with that too. You can also reach out to us on our Facebook page under the same name. You can direct message us on there. You can message, what is it? X at Scooby71, S-K-O-O-B-I. You can also find the episodes still posted, or at least most of them posted, on my personal Instagram at GoddessTayTay25. And on
Spotify, if you do a search on Spotify for DBC, all of our episodes are on Spotify now.
Yes, and it is DBC, not Depressed Breakfast Club, because we shortened the name.
Spotify makes you go short and sweet.
They're like, bitch, you too wordy. So yeah, you can find all the episodes. And I think that's it. So TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
There we go.